ओम शांति। What a fortune for all of us to be sitting in this hall and so comfortably saying that we're preparing for this evening of meeting with God. As you know that this word, meeting God, communion with God, is something that souls earn for ages, and perhaps we have too, knowingly or unknowingly. So when you say communion with God, what comes to mind for me is perhaps the ultimate experience that a human being can have, right? The highest caliber of experience that a human being can have as a human being, to be able to meet with God. And of course it was not even in our dreams that we would actually be doing that. We would actually be experiencing that. And perhaps for many of us, we kind of looked at ourselves and questioned it even. Am I in the right place? Or am I here by mistake? Or, you know, have I been chosen for real? As we get introduced to Baba's knowledge, God is Baba, and then Baba's knowledge, of course. And we begin to wonder that it is a few, after all, who have this kind of experience. And so am I in the right place, or, you know, what am I worthy of it? But soon enough we bring ourselves to realize our own worthiness, our own place, our own dignity and value, all because, of course, we have been shown that by God Himself. And so today, what we are going to experience is, of course, a miniature reflection or a glimpse of what is ultimately possible. Because Baba has given us this very clear understanding that as souls, we have the ability to experience Him in many different levels. Right? Each one of them, of course, is one-to-one. None of them is, you know, it's a group experience, of course, but it's an individual experience. That's the other thing that is very amazing, isn't it? People go to forests, to secluded places, to top of mountains, to be by themselves, to be in meditation for days together, months together, to have that experience just by themselves. And then there are others that go in big gatherings, as Baba says, melas, big fairs. Kumbh Mela, how many people go there to do what? All of that is for this ultimate experience of communion with God, being one with God, losing your identity and becoming one with God, so much so that people have come to believe that we are both one, God and me are one. Such a profound experience. that the soul carries from this time that it is then remembered as. They are one and the same. So it's very beautiful that if you really look at this, just this little word, communion with God, which perhaps some of you are used to, you know, coming from the Christian background or wherever, what that meant and what we did in order to receive communion or have that experience of communion as verses. As I was saying, this ultimate soul to soul experience of being or becoming one with God. Yes, we are in a gathering, you know. We didn't go away secluding or isolating ourselves. And yet, in the midst of this gathering, big gathering, it'll be about 20,000 tonight, right? Maybe, more or less. And yet, in the middle of that big, big gathering, what we will be experiencing is this one-to-one individual connection, relationship, and communion with God. We all started with connection, right? Remember the time, you know, when we used to say, you know, how do you get the connection? How do I know I'm connected? When we began the study of Raj Yoga, and we were given the basics, as simple as they were, but still it took us a while to feel really connected, because it's the connection of soul to soul, supreme soul. So we were told that we have to remove all the insulation of the body consciousness, right? Nothing of that should remain, so that the wire is connecting just point to point and the current can flow. So there was connection. And that gave us the incentive to get closer to the one that we were connecting with. And actually we felt how close we are, already are. It's not even coming close, but we already are. The more the soul felt God's qualities within the self, you felt the closeness. That we are alike. We are very close. You're for me, I'm for you. Right? The relationship got stronger and stronger. And of course, that's what brought us to Madhuban. To feel that relationship even more strongly. That this is the only thing. Sometimes Baba asks those who are in front of him in Avyakt Murlis, you know, what have you come here as? Have you come here as guests, devotees, or have you come here as children? But all of us, right royally, will say now, what have we come here as? Of course, his rightful children. Because we have experienced that closeness of relationship of father and child, especially, but also we have felt him in many other relationships. And then the relationship gets so close that you actually feel that we are one and the same. And that experience comes, of course, as I said, in three different levels. Baba has given us very clearly, you know, in what ways he offers himself to us. He is, of course, a resident of that supreme abode, soul world, living in total silence, right, all throughout the cycle. So he definitely says, you come here and meet me there, in silence. Sometimes he even says, don't remember me where you are, but remember me where I am. Right, in this old world. So we did do that. We have felt it. That intense connection and communion even that happens in that region of silence. It's a place where thoughts come together. And when your thought comes together with God's thoughts, it's like becoming totally silent, right? Because He is silent. But then He also knows that that's not very easy for us. It's a big jump from here to that floor. And so He says that I will offer myself to you in the same form that you are, right? In the physical form, in the sakar form, and therefore He had to come in that sakar form in the beginning to make Himself familiar to us. And I think many of you have heard stories upon stories of how that communion of soul to soul, you know, when He came in the sakar, in the physical form, happened for many of our seniors, dadis, you know, how when they just were in the presence of that one instrument, Brahma Baba, that they lost themselves. They completely lost identity of themselves. They just felt the soul. And of course they could not differentiate at that time between soul and supreme soul. But I would say that was actually an experience of communion. That absolute soul conscious stage. And in the presence of, the physical presence of course of Shiv Baba. So we all have heard that, right? And for many of us, I think, you know, in the beginning we say, you know, if only I could have been there. If only I could have met Baba in that form, in the physical form. But I think soon Baba fulfills that desire. And He particularly has made it a point all these years after Sakar Baba became Avyakt, for us to get extra lift, to have even more of that experience in the Avyakt form. Which means that Baba has, of course, offered Himself in the incorporeal, as I said. He has offered Himself in the Sakar, right, in the physical. But I think the most profound experience that most of us have had and are looking forward to again this evening is the Avyakt experience of becoming one with Him. Yes, because that's what He does. He comes down not only in the physical, but He comes down to the subtle level of consciousness and He offers Himself. And that's why when Avyakt Bhaktada comes, even though we say He's come in this, but it's Avyakt form, so you would feel that the way He looks, the way He speaks, the way He would move is all very, very different from an ordinary human being. And for a lot of us who had witnessed how that happened and how Dadi Gulzar was Dadi Gulzar and how when Baba came, you could see the difference, the subtlety of all the movements and the voice and the drishti and all of that, we could appreciate that. Right. That's Baba. Now it's up to us to be able to catch that. What is it that allows the soul to be in that same level that you can actually catch the Avyakt vibrations, the subtle vibrations or the angelic feelings that Baba is giving, or sometimes even the message. to be able to even catch what Baba wants to say to you, but without it being said. Right? That's what happens when you are totally united with someone. That person doesn't have to say much to you. You catch what he's about to say, what he's thinking, right? So really what Baba wants us at this time, I feel, especially as we have seen that the body of the instrument has gone through those challenges and lots of, you know, questions come up in our minds. But what he really wants us to do is to develop this ability and this subtlety to really tune into Baba as the Supreme Soul, as the one who is at most loving, at most giving, at most everything. Without questions, without doubts, without other thoughts, without ordinary feelings, so to speak, because these are the things that kind of prevent us from having that experience. And I'd like to really underline that when we are in that mode of being ordinary human, then we are actually distancing ourselves from that experience of meeting. And I think that is our real challenge or our real task. To rise above that ordinariness. And ordinariness comes in so many forms, so many ways. Especially when we are in the midst of 20,000 people. We can become very ordinary. Looking at that one, looking at this one, looking at that. Right? And so I think our task today, especially all the time, but especially today, is completely to see with the third eye. To put on little blockers on your other eyes. Seeing but not seeing. You'll hear many things too. Noise, movement, everything. But you want to be closed in, you know, in your own little space of inviting Baba. Invoking him, keeping him there with you in a very private space. That's why I said we will be in the midst of 20,000 and yet it will be an individual one-to-one experience. How is that possible? Only when we shut the windows to that outside world, you know, put shutters, just see what you absolutely need to see, just hear what you absolutely need to hear. And to really preserve the sacredness of that space that Baba wants to enter. And I think you all have been preparing for that very beautifully too. And the preparation is really most important. We can do it all of a sudden like that when we enter the hall. Or even just today. It's a step-by-step preparation, and of course we have prepared in our own ways in terms of, you know, listening to Baba, following the disciplines, following the maryadas. All of that, of course, is what is really purifying the mind. Removing the impurities. The gross impurities, of course, can be removed by observing the gross disciplines. But the finer impurities need finer attention. And so that's where we are, that if I'm getting any kind of other thought, and impurity, as I said, will come in the form of ordinariness. Not so much negativity even, but just ordinariness. So we have to be very, very careful to really be in that space. So the preparation, as I said, is purity, right? Pure. Let me make sure everything about my thoughts, about my feelings, about my attitude, about my vision, all of that is actually creating that inner space where Baba can come. Of course, you will say that Baba comes out there, but for us, you will also say it's an experience that's going to happen here. It's my individual experience. So as much as I'm seeing on the screen Baba is coming, the experience will be only as intense as I have prepared the space to receive him here. Understand? It's not based on what's happening there. It's based on how well my own space has been prepared. My inner space, my soul space. Of course, you know, what is past, but at least today, I think, or at least for the last 3 days, 2 or 3 days, and I think you've been in a lot of silence, right? Reflective space. And so what does the reflective space do is remove the impurities, remove the ordinariness, and really elevates the thinking. So definitely purity for one, and the second thing is the silence. The quieter the mind becomes, the more I'm able to silence my mind. Again, that preparation of purity, pure thinking, is going to help me in that. But it's a beautiful experience then of receiving Baba in that silence. Because you want to create an environment that he's familiar with, no? You want to invite him in a space that he is comfortable with. Right? Even when we are 20,000 in the crowd, but you know, everybody is so quiet. So the external silence is easy. You know, it's easy to not speak. But the real experience comes when I'm also quiet inside. So that I can actually receive what Baba wants to give me. See, receiving is the most profound thing that happens in communion without even realizing you're receiving it. Because Baba is coloring you in his own colors, right? He's kind of making you like himself. He's kind of, you know, pouring out all the virtues, all the qualities, all the powers in that state of being one with Baba. What do I feel? His qualities, his wisdom, his power. Right? So at that time, I don't even think, you know, we can actually feel that we are receiving, or Baba is giving me this, Baba is giving me that, but it's a very subtle experience. Once I have prepared myself, I don't have to put too much attention, you know, what is Baba trying to tell me? Or what is he trying to give me? But just be very, very open. You know, just in that presence, being so lost, so merged in that presence of Baba. Right? Things may be happening around you, and things may be happening even with your own body sometimes. Lots of times I know that souls who come here, you know, physically not feeling good, but as soon as, you know, it's time for Baba to come, and they just have one thought, everything shifts. So you have that power to change. It's not that you will not get thoughts, but immediately to be able to catch and say, wait a minute, this is not an ordinary moment. This is not the time to think that way. So immediately to shift and recognize who is in front, what is this experience all about. So really valuing this as the highest experience that you can ever have as a human being, I think it's the most important thing. That is, that removes all other ordinary thoughts from the intellect. Right? So that state of not just connecting with Him, not just saying, oh, He's my Father, I am His child, but really being so one with Him that I become like Him. We just get a few moments, you know, when He comes. But time doesn't mean anything when you have an experience like that. In just a few moments, so much can happen. Right? So to put everything else aside and just keep yourself very, very spiritually ready is what we all try to encourage, facilitate, you know, in all the arrangements that are happening. You know, when you hear the announcements this morning, for example, take your water bottle, what is it, you know, put your shoes in the bag. You know, why do we have to make such mundane announcements so that you don't have to think of those things? You do it that way and then there is nothing to think about. You know, you've taken care of basics. Even the seating, nothing to worry about, because it's not about the seating. It's not about that distance. It's about how much I have prepared myself, right? Or how much I am actually in that space at that moment. So it's, you know, if it were a small crowd and if it were a few people, if it were just one-to-one, it was not a challenge. But in the midst of many, it sometimes can be a challenge, and that's why we prepare you ahead of time. I think for those of you especially coming for the first time, I know that, you know, you have been prepared, you know, in terms of receiving the news that Dadi Gulzar is not here and we will be having Avyakt Bhaktada on screen. But to really know that that is what Baba is not only saying in the Murali, but that is exactly how Baba would look at me. You have to actually recreate that experience. This is actually happening now. It may be that you think that you're just talking to yourself that way, but it's really not so. Because a spiritual experience is something that stays with you forever and that can be recreated over and over and over again. That's why Baba is called eternal. That's why the soul is eternal. And all the experiences that we have with Baba are eternal. Only what we have to do is we have to emerge it. So this is the other thing that you have to really be careful that don't even think, oh, this is just a video, oh, this is from that year, oh, this is, you know, when this one was here. It's very tempting to think that, right? Because you will see different set of people and you will see, you know, different set of scenes and all of that. But think of it as today, now. Meeting with Bhaktada happening in life today. Because this is the best experience Baba wants to give us as of today. Is there anything better than that, that He can give you today? in terms of His coming and in terms of our meeting Him. No. That's the ultimate, right? For today's date, that's the ultimate. So that's my best, and that is my most real experience. So just to be careful with your mind, you know, it can play tricks. You know, or somebody else can play tricks too, you know. But this was Baba then. Oh, this is what he said then. No. So when Baba comes, and he gives drishti, and he looks this side, and he looks that side, and he looks whatever, what you feel is very live. It's live that's happening today. And why is it live? Because Baba is live. Baba is not gone anywhere. He said he's with us throughout the confluence age, and he'll fill us with all kinds of experiences till the end. The method may change, but it's still him. And what he wants from us is still the highest. So why should we take anything less than that? Right? So, really very, you know, it's really our challenge to talk to our mind, talk to our intellect, and really create and be in that very pure and very elevated consciousness, very, very sacred space. Right? So communion with God, the highest experience that we can ever have. And again, knowing that even though this is a one-time experience that Baba will give us, but it's going to stay with us forever. You can, of course, share your experience going back and say, oh, this happened, that happened. But remember that that is an eternal experience that the soul has had, and you can recreate it again and again. It'll stay forever. So how much value there should be for these few moments, right? So thanks to everyone who works so diligently for us to have that experience. Space like Madhuban, we take it for granted, right? But it's so important. Even when we say that Baba is not coming or whatever, but look at the energy that has been created in preparation for our individual meeting with Him. Anywhere else that could happen? So being together, you know, Baba's talked a lot about Sangatan the other day, the gathering, and I think Baba is really saying to us, you know, this experience of being in a gathering and a spiritual family in a spiritual gathering is just as important as meeting with Him. This prepares us for that, and that prepares us for this. Right? Baba's meeting, you know, when we meet Him, He actually fills us with the right elements so that we can be together in that same elevated consciousness. And by the same token, now it has come that, you know, by being in this gathering, we can all be in that union with Him too. Right? There is a lot of value for this. So with a lot of appreciation, a lot of love, a lot of gratitude, and with total faith, we will go for Baba's meeting today. For our individual communion with God. Even though we will be sitting in a group in a diamond hall, 20,000, 25,000, it will be just me and Him. Yes. So yes, I have experienced Him in meditation, in the soul world. I experienced Him, you know, when I'm walking around, moving around many times, just holding my hand, being with me, helping me. I experienced Him in the sakar form. But today it will be avyakt form, right? You can see that, you know, Baba is playing all the three parts at the confluence age. He's playing his part in Sakar, he's playing his part in Avyakta, and he's also playing a part in Corporeal. So the more we become proficient in this, it will be easy to experience all the three. Om Shanti.